Thank you, Peter. We'll take you back to the news now, with various charities being benefited by people's efforts. A Norfolk man who suffers from multiple sclerosis is to swim the Channel for charity, and the charity is established to help the disabled enjoy some Norwich nightlife. First of all, let's hear about Keen Cyclists when they collected special jerseys to advertise their ride for the Wooden Spoon charity, and about the New Roots charity, which helps incomers to the city.
Riders raising money for the Wooden Spoon by taking part in the charity cycle have been given their own racing jerseys. At the Doghouse Bar in Norwich, riders, sponsors and supporters of the Club Together ride met for the presentation of cycle shirts in preparation for the upcoming event on the weekend of September the 8th, when 90 cyclists from the charity will be covering 320 miles over 3 days, visiting rugby clubs in Norfolk. All funds raised will be donated to special needs charities in the county, with 50% going to Wooden Spoon and the Children's Charity of Rugby, and this too will go to projects in Norfolk. The initial target was £50,000, but support has been overwhelming and it is hoped to double this target by September.
English language, classes, trips to the seaside, family activities and art lessons. These are just some of the free vital sessions and workshops put on for the hundreds of people, including families, asylum seekers and EU migrants, helped by New Roots each year. Heavily supported by 180 volunteers ranging from sixth form students to people in their 70s, the charity aims to stop people feeling isolated and boost Norwich's cultural diversity. Dee Robinson, New Roots Project's coordinator, said, "We couldn't possibly run the charity without the volunteers." Social isolation can lead to depression, anxiety and terrible health problems. Our groups are cross-cultural and the majority of people we deal with are asylum seekers and refugees. People arrive in Norwich completely bewildered and don't know where they are in England. They have been through enormous changes which can make people feel frightened. She added the group provided light at the end of the tunnel for people in need of help because it allowed them to meet others who had gone through difficult paths. Each week, 250 people from 40 countries go through the charity's doors for support.
A man from Norwich is setting out to be the first person with multiple sclerosis to solo swim the English Channel. Mike Dawson is aiming to raise £10,000 in the process for the MS Society by swimming more than 21 miles from Dover to Calais. Only 1,751 people have completed the swim since 1887, but with 500,000 metres already under his belt, the single father is planning to take on the waves during the last ride of September. Before his diagnosis in 2005, Mike was always outdoors looking for a new challenge, route to cycle or a steeper slope to ski, but he says having relapsing MS has changed his life. Mr. Dawson now uses a stick to walk, but this has not stopped him staying active. He has since taken up hand cycling and competed in paratriathlons. Mr. Dawson swims 6 days a week, splitting his training between the pool at his gym and the bitter waves of the North Sea. He says training in open water at Sea Pawling on Norfolk's northeast coast has prepared him.
For many people, going to a nightclub, gig, pub, cinema or the theatre is an easy thing to do. But one in four young people living with a learning disability in the UK say they have been bullied at clubs and gigs, and one in three have been bullied by nightclub staff, making many people afraid of going out on nights, according to learning disabilities charity MenCap. To combat the problem, MenCap has joined forces with Brighton-based charity Stay Up Late to launch Gig Buddies in Norwich. The pilot project will initially pair up 20 to 25 volunteers with young people who have learning disabilities so they can enjoy a night out. Volunteers will be paired up with people who have shared interests and will receive training. Kate Olroyd, MenCap Programme Manager, said MenCap believes that everyone deserves a night out. Kick Buddies looks to revolutionise Norwich nightlife, ensuring people with a learning disability get out and do the things they love.
A charity could be forced to cut back in vital mental health service, which has saved the lives of 12 Norfolk veterans in 9 months. The Walnut Tree Project currently runs an out-of-hours service, providing direct support to veterans going through a mental health crisis. It enables ex-military personnel to call a number between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. and to receive face-to-face support regardless of where they live in the county. But the charity, which operates from Beauthorpe Community Hub, said an increase in demand and a lack of funding could see the Veterans Response Partnership service cut back. Luke Woodley, who founded the Walnut Tree Project, said, "We are desperately in need of funding. We always are."
Well, that's all from Sam and me. And now it's on to part two, where your readers are Christopher Speak and Marnie Meakin.